Good morning again, my friend. This is David Stahl from Beholding His Glory, and yes, you are listening to Pebbles of Truth on WJCV Radio. Now, more this week on putting our faith solely in Christ Jesus. Now, last week we said some very, very, very strong things that 80 to 90% of the nominal church would 100% disagree with me, but that's okay. I know the truth. And sadly, they know the truth also. But because of wrong teaching that leads to deception, they disagree with God and His Word. Now, I ended last week with these words. Unwittingly, millions of Christians, well-meaning in heart, they strive to find God and even His blessings for them and their family upon the very life that God tells us that we must lose. They try so hard through religion or through rituals or traditions of men to find God and His Word upon the very life that God condemns under the work of the cross of Christ. In effect, many Christians seek to save their lives for themselves. Let me say that again. Many Christians seek to save their lives for themselves. And that is why the church today is in such a big mess and so off track. But that too is why many young people, by the millions, by the droves, that they see the hypocrisy and the folly of the message versus the reality of the lives of the people who attend these churches, and they want nothing to do with the church of today. Oh, the young people of today in the world, they long for God in a greater and a greater way. There is a longing and a desire in young people for God, in His ways. I have seen this all over the world, but the young people today have no taste for, no stomach for the things of the church today, and are falling away from religion, and they're falling away from the traditions in the churches, because they know that all of this only leads to a bondage or a yoke that even the leaderships in the churches today cannot bear. My friend, there is nothing new under the sun, as the Bible says, and we even see this play out in the days of the disciples. That there were some teachers, some Pharisees, taught to be saved, you had to keep the laws of Moses and even be circumcised. And we can find that in Acts 15:1 through 9. But Peter stood up and said, "Now, therefore, why tempt ye God to put a yoke upon the neck of the disciples, which neither our fathers nor we were able to bear? But we believe that through the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, we shall be saved, even as they, Acts 15:10-11. Can we not see both paths are such great deception? Actually, whether the people realize it or not, a denial of the finished work of Christ on the cross. Indeed, it is the gospel according to Satan. Yes, the gospel according to Satan is alive and well in most churches today, denying the work of the cross of Christ, while the leadership puts all of its efforts and its teachings into denominational doctrines and religious agendas, all based on the life of Adam and not based upon the life of Christ. Satan wants a Christianity based on your good life now. Let me say that again. Satan wants a Christianity based on your good life now, like the books that Joel Osteen writes about. That is the man, and that's in quotation, Satan seeks to save himself. It is the definition of Antichrist, not the Antichrist mentioned in the book of Revelations, oh no, but Antichrist, or another Christ to choose, instead of choosing Jesus Christ. Because if we choose Jesus Christ, we must lose our life so that we can find His life. Let me say that again. If we lose our life, then we can only find His life if we lose our life. Yes, my friend, God has indeed, He's blessed us with all spiritual blessings. Now I said all spiritual blessings. I did not say all natural and spiritual blessings. You know, I have friends in Africa and Asia and other parts around the world who do not have a pot to go ahead and piss in, but are rich in spiritual blessings, far beyond most people that I know in the States and in other countries. In Ephesians 1 and 3, Paul tells us that blessed be the God and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who hath, it's past tense now, hath blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places. Now please notice where these blessings are found. In Christ, wow. And in my Bible, the word places was added and is italicized. So if you read the end of the verse without that word, it says all spiritual blessings in heavenly in Christ. And that, my friend, is where God's spiritual blessings are found. They're found only in Christ. In 2 Peter 1 and 4, Peter writes, whereby are given unto us exceedingly great and precious promises, that by these ye might be partakers of his divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. 2 Peter 1 and 4. That these precious promises, these blessings in Ephesians 1 and 3, are so that we can partake of his divine nature and to escape this world and not to heap things to ourselves or add more toys or build bigger barns. Oh no. Oh yes, God has indeed blessed us with all spiritual blessings, but all of these spiritual blessings are only found in Christ Jesus, and only as we are one with Him in His life. The only way to be one with Christ in His life is by continually losing our life. Let me say that again. The only way to be one with Christ in His life is by us continually losing our life. But we will only, we will not likely do that unless we can see the truth about our life. And that there is nothing good, there's nothing of any value in our life that God has not already judged. That God has not already judged. My friend, we must lose our life so that we can find our life. If we never lose our life, then we will never be able to find the life that God has for us. That precious life, that eternal life, that life eternal that God has for us. I cannot stress this point enough. It is the only way that we can be saved. It is the only way that we can walk in the things that God has for us. It is the only way that we can do those things that God wants us to do is when we lose our life, we put our life aside, we take our life and we set it aside and we elect those things of God. If not, then we will continually pick up our life and we will do the things that we want to do and we will say the things that we want to say and we will go to the places that we want to go and we will never be able to do those things that God wants in our life. My friend, we can only do those things that God wants us to do if we want to walk with Him. And the only way that we can walk with Him is when we lose our life so that we can find His life. In Christ is life. Outside of Christ is only death. The only thing that we can bring into every relationship and everything that we touch upon this earth, unless we are in Christ, the only thing we can add to that is death. And in Christ there is life. There is life. This has been David Stahl from Beholding His Glory, trusting that you have a tremendous day. And I look forward to speaking again next week more on putting our faith solely into Christ. And we will talk more next week. God bless. Bye.